Thank you so much. Today is a little bit different. Amen. I want to use this day to really give God glory for what He's doing. It's a day of thanksgiving. Amen. It's going to be a day of thanksgiving. Amen. We have every reason to thank God, and we're going to be thanking God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43. I want to read a scripture to you. I have had this scripture ever since I became a believer. But after this trip, it became a literal reality, revelation. Isaiah 43, verse 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Amen. Now it shall what? Spring forth. Shall you not know it? Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Before we go into glorifying the Lord today, I have often asked myself, how will the people who have been in bondage in Egypt for so long, God brings them out with great signs and wonders. Great signs and wonders. And then He took them through a way they've not known before and increased the miracles with great signs and wonders, from parting the Red Sea, and He continued. Amen. The Bible says, but still the people did not believe Him, and because of their unbelief, they never entered into their promise. A lot of people follow Jesus, and they saw great miracles, great signs, great wonders. You know, the word sign is pointing you somewhere. It's pointing you to God. Every miracle is pointing you to God, to Jesus. Amen. They saw all these miracles, all these wonders. They experienced so much, but still they did not follow His ways. And Jesus told them one time, He says, you follow Me for the miracles and for what you can benefit, for the food and for, but not seeking Me. And I've often shared in this house, the call of this house is not numbers. It's really to know God. It's really to know why you're a believer. Amen. And not to focus on God's hands and not even know what His heart feels like. So the focus in this house has always been waiting on the heart of God. Amen. I share this because today is Thanksgiving Day. We have a lot to be thankful for. And the reason for some of this Thanksgiving is because we'll share with you a few testimonies. Amen. Amen. You sent us on a mission, and we've been gone for 2 weeks now. It's going to 3 weeks. That's a long time to be away from home. Amen. Amen. But because it's the cloud carrying us, you follow the cloud. Amen. So I don't want us to hear some things and not hear what the Spirit wants to say to you. Amen. When God started this miracle 2020 or 2021 with positioning us, I said over and over, don't let this miracle, after a week, your mind gets familiar. When the miracle, when you're hearing it, let it point you to God. Let it drive you to God. Make some very strong decision about your walk with God. Because after a day or two, that miracle becomes familiar with your mind and it's no more useful. Amen. So I want to thank you all so much for your prayers. Those of you that went with us and those that stayed here, there's no difference because we are a team. Amen.
Amen.
When a team wins, it's a team that wins. Amen. So your prayers were felt, your prayer were powerful. Not only prayers, if the different assignment that keep the fire burning and the work of this house moving forward were not being done, we will not be there. Amen. So you were all faithful, diligent, keeping everything going. So I just want to thank God for our pastors. Some of them are not here now because a few people traveled. I want to thank God for all our department leaders, all our ministry leaders, our worship team, musicians, technical people. All of you, thank you so much. You kept us at peace to obey God while we're there. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you. Before we went on this mission trip, the reason I'm taking this Sunday to share is because there is such an acceleration of things. We can't have time to come back to this again. We have more testimonies to share with you of other things. So we need to move on with this. Amen. Tonight we're going to take more time to go deeper, to seal this report to you about our trip. Amen. God is good. The vision, or the part of the strategy of the vision God gave to Zion this year, was to focus on GPS. Amen. How many of you have still remember GPS?
Yes.
You all know what it means?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I won't call anybody's name. The G stands for the glory of God. Amen. Once you are under the cloud of God, like they were by fire by night, fire by night and cloud by day, it means that you are under destiny, under the plan of God for your life. You are no more going where you want to go. You are no more doing what you want to do. You are under the cloud of God's purpose for your destiny. So we are being led by the Spirit because we are God's children. The P represents faith, positioned by faith. Amen? Without faith, you cannot connect with the spiritual world. Faith is what separates us from the natural people. Faith is what makes us believers, because we are born into a spiritual kingdom. Amen? We operate by faith because the spiritual world is real to us. Amen?
Amen.
So, positioned by faith, we are under the cloud of God's glory, positioned by faith. The S is what?
Souls.
That is God's heart. All said and done, all God is waiting for is harvest. Amen? He does not want one to perish, but that all will come to repentance. Amen?
Amen.
All will be saved. He came to seek and to save the lost. Amen.
Amen.
If my voice is cracked a little bit, we've been ministering for 3 weeks. I'm not used to that. Amen. So thank God is coming back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So the S is the souls, two levels of souls. One is those that are already born again believers and those that are unsaved. You disciple both those that are born again and you bring in those that are not born again. God's heart is for souls. So we are following the cloud, and like we shared, we said it's time for us to focus on that, and God has given us strategy for this community and we've been making efforts. But I will also share with you that God will do a work that is not 1+1. Amen. He will surprise us. And then a few Sundays ago, or a few months ago, I shared with you all about an experience. I did not go into details. I had on May 1st and then on Pentecost Sunday. Amen?
Amen.
I shared it with you. And the reason I was sharing these things, because I knew the time would come that you'd be reminded of this. And I did not share what God was revealing, but I told you all that some major things are happening. From that Pentecost Sunday, God has started new levels and levels of miracles. In the past, we prophesy, we don't see anything happen. People get frustrated. So now we say, we're not going to say anything. We're just going to follow what God is doing. And then we can say, this is that. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
As believers, our lives should be marked with signs and wonders. Our lives should be marked with miracles. Because a lot of things that we are dealing with and the things God wants us to do cannot be done with human strength. Amen? So it has to be by the power of the Spirit. Amen. So miracles are prophetic signs and wonders pointing us to God. Amen. I also want to thank God before we continue. We're going to celebrate more of that later today. Our guests that are here, we thank God for what happened yesterday, and we give God glory.
Amen.
And I will tell you, when we get to that time to pray, how God touched my heart about what happened yesterday, the power of thanksgiving. Amen. And of course, there are other thanksgivings we're going to mention, but that will be later. So today, please listen to what the Lord will say to you and make a note of it. Jesus had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He took it and he gave thanks to God, and it became a miracle. Amen?
Amen.
10 lepers encountered Christ, and 9 of them just went their way. 1 came back. He realized something has happened, and he came and worshipped and thanked God, and God multiplied. Amen?
Amen.
Thanksgiving, appreciation, and giving God glory for what you can intentionally see the hand of God, it causes God to multiply his hand on your life. It causes God to increase you, to bless you, to even prosper you more. Amen?
Amen.
But if God does things for you, God blesses you, God prospers you, you just keep going about like everything is normal, and you don't give him the glory, and people don't know you are attributing this to God, you're sharing God's glory, and it can affect the level of increased blessing God will bring in your life. But the testimonies are all over the Bible about people who came and thanked God and gave him glory. So that's why I'm emphasizing this, because of a few things we want to share with you about our trip. So you sent us, we went, we've been praying. Like you all know, God opened the door for us to go to Burundi last year and to Israel, and each of them were miracle trips. This year, God opened a greater door, and Burundi was to be our first crusade, our first evangelistic crusade. And you all, everybody has been praying, God provided the money for it, and we took a team of 7 people. I think it's six of us. Team of 6 people. Pastor Victor and Pastor Grace is here. Our sister Inka is traveling. She'll be back today. We have John Peters, and we have Heijin and myself. So, and Peace from Uganda joined us. So you sent us with, actually, we took 5 boxes of clothes. Amen? And then other things that we took with us, the candies you brought, and the mission department delivered it very well to them, and they extend their thanksgiving to you. We left here, and of course, your prayers carried us through, because the enemy fought us really hard, but God prevailed. Amen?
Amen.
It was a battle, but God prevailed. And then when we got there, from the day we got there to when we came back, it was all miracles. I use the word miracle because I don't want any man to take the glory. Amen? God used all of us as one team. Amen? Whether the ones that were praying, or the ones that were ministering, or the one that were preaching, whatever anybody was doing, God was moving. And together, we saw some amazing things. So, I think picture speaks a little bit better. I'm going to show a few pictures of the Burundi Crusade. Two things we did. The Burundi Crusade, and after that we did the convention at one of our host church. So I want to share all this as testimony. How many of you like to hear testimonies? Because testimony is the spirit of prophecy. It's a testimony of Jesus. What is the spirit of prophecy? Meaning when you see a testimony and something is happening, you can believe God for what you're trusting God for, or you can claim that for yourself. Amen? Amen. So we're going to show a few videos, and I'll come back and I will explain those videos as a way of testimony. Amen. Thank you for being with us. Amen. So the media team. Show the picture slide, just keep going. The crusades here.
Of you. We are going to end up this meeting that we may enter into second thing. That we may enter into the question session.
That's the church. Okay. Amen. You can show the slide. You can just show the slide. Amen. We'll show the church later. I just want them to be on. Follow one thing after the other. Thank you, technical team. Okay, this is a report. We can just scroll up. This is a report that we are presenting to you. Can hear. This is our team. Those are pigs and rabbits. I'll tell you more about that. Okay, those are rabbits. Yeah. Okay, let's cover the crusade first, and then we can look at. We can look at the convention. The Lord has been speaking to us for a long time. Amen. Those that sow in tears will harvest in joy. And years of prayer, and years of waiting, and years of prayer. The Lord said this year, begin a crusade. Amen.
Amen.
And like I told you, we all went. Preparations were being done. About 2,000 workers were trained, and about 200 pastors were trained, and different churches came together, and the crusade started on the 14th, 15th, 16th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. When we got there, the crusade was being organized by both the government people, the government officials, and the churches. They work together for the community. The place God put in their heart for the crusade was a place where many people are not really saved, like some other promises. So to reduce the summary of it, the government leader, we have 970 something pictures and videos in a flash drive. We just don't know where to start from. So we just picked a few. That's what you're seeing, just very few. Incredible what God has done. So we got there, the government, the main top government leader in our province was sitting there. He said he has organized rallies as a politician for years. He's never seen anything like this. The man, the apostle that was overseeing the churches, they said they worked hard, did what they can. They didn't know what to expect. The plan was to have, if the best happened, maybe 10,000 people will show up. But they went with the lowest number based on their calculation. They ended up with between 17,000 to 20,000 people there. And they came like clusters of grape. Excuse me. They came like clusters. You can't count them. They were like sand. You just can't count. So they did their best. So they came up with a number at the lower part. When we started with finishing the training with the pastors and the leaders. One of the pictures you saw there was when we were, all of our team had to train and speak to the pastors and the leaders that are going to be doing follow-up. We're doing all the work we did the training in the mornings and spoke with them in the morning. Some of the government, the lady you see there is the mayor of that province, on fire for God. On fire for God. Turned the whole place for this crusade. So after the training in the morning with the pastors and the leaders, Then we went to the crusade in the evening. The first night, the Lord spoke to us, he's going to be focusing on souls. But he exceeded our expectation. In one day, 10,000 people gave their life to God. We couldn't count. It was later they went through a lot to get these numbers and this process. The second day, God did miracles. Literally, you see God moving there, and everybody was involved, all the team members. And you see God moving and see demons manifesting out of people even before we started preaching. And then God started healing people. Those pictures you saw, they are the least. You know, when God finishes, I like to just go and go sit somewhere. So they started sharing testimonies, and those that are ministering, they could not keep up with the testimony. So they're going to make a note that they're going to compile and send eventually of the ones that are still effective, not somebody saying my headache or this happened. For example, the two you saw there, that little boy that sat, they put him to sit on the ground. From the time that child was born, he was straight like a serpent, never moved. The mother carried her like wood, straight wood. She has never stretched her body. That's the first time the body stretched the leg and it sat down. And then there was that young boy you saw was deaf. His ears was open for the first time. And just so many miracles. Actually was protecting my heart by just going away. I didn't want to hear what was happening. I was just saying, God, thank you for your mercy. And all our teams were very, very involved praying. And that's why it was a teamwork. God used everybody. So the miracles are there. I have that flash drive of as much as they could cover. The second day was like that. The third day was a commissioning day. It was both salvation and commissioning. And something strange happened on that third day. Maybe we'll share it tonight. But they gave literally a state. They go by province, but the best way you can understand it is state. You know, you see a province like a state. It's a French way of territory. They give us a major state reception, just like they do for leaders. And I won't go into all the details, but that day there was a commissioning service for God to release the destinies of pastors, computer specialists, whatever area God has destined them, for God to do it. And then the pastors will follow up from there. Now, all the government leaders have been impacted. What you see towards the end, on the third day this also took place, was the country is one of the poorest nations in the world. And it wasn't their fault. They've been through so many wars that has completely crippled the nation and the economy. The last 20 years is what has caused them to get to where they are today. They're just rising back again. And the Lord says, walk with that nation. So God has opened the door from both the president to the lowest. Anybody there, God has given us favor with all of them. Just walk with the nation. But those rabbits, that the apostle that hosted us is a businessman. God gave him business ideas. And the president also has the same strategy. So we're working with the president to follow that, empowering people to become, instead of them sitting and only farming, to empower them to become self-employed business people. So the easiest one in that village is the rabbit and some other thing. What does that mean? The apostle did it and was very successful. You take one rabbit in 3 months, they will produce almost 200 to 300 rabbits. Yeah. Yeah, really? It was shocking. And they eat rabbits. It's like chicken. You know, you might not see, it doesn't look that. We ate it last year. You know, it was really good. You wouldn't know if it's what you're eating. It's very good. Amen. So what they do now is, all these people don't have jobs. Their lifespan is between 50 and 60 at the most. Because they labor so hard. By the time they are 30, 40, the young men are all worn out. They look so old that they die between 50, 60 at the most. So majority of the people you see there, and later you see in the churches, and of course the war, they are in their young people. 80% of them are mostly young people. That's why the nation has a big future. Amen. Now, so that rabbit was given to 400 families. Have one rabbit. It was a big miracle for them. They've never had anything like that. One family, one rabbit. Meaning, one family is empowered to be business owners. Excuse me. So they take all their rabbits, that 400 rabbits, and create a cooperative. The 400 rabbits, you mark the one for your family, and then they take all of them back and put them together in a barn. Now they breed like rabbits. And then they will distribute it. So the plan is to eventually, as they multiply, every family will have a rabbit. It's amazing. So that touched the government leaders a lot. Because their people are just no hope. So the plan, the strategy is not only to go there spiritually for them to be saved, but is to create a stable source of sustenance for the nation. And God did all that. Now, before we go to the church part, the convention, the question is, I know God drew them. Why did God do all these miracles? Why did God do all these wonders there? I mean, this is our first crusade. I've read about church history, I've read revivals. This is the level where people have been doing this for years. To get this level of attraction, it was the Spirit of the Lord. And this is what the Lord showed to me, and we shared, was they were hungry. They were desperate. And when they heard that these people, of course, God used the preaching, they went to every village with how they used to do it in Africa, with microphones, with speakers. I don't want to show you all that. And they preach. You see, when you go to all the places we pass to go, it's in a mountain. You see the posters were everywhere. And they took terrains to do all that. And the people came out unbelievable. And the key was hunger. They were so hungry. The Bible says a man that is full will call something that is sweet bitter. A man that is full in the presence of God will live empty away. That's what Mary's prophetic Magnificat said. Say, you've send the rich empty away. They are rich and have no need of God. These people were desperate. They walked an approximation, majority, some of them, from the distance from like Chattanooga. This is a report they gave to us. From Chattanooga to Cleveland. That's how some of them walked. And these are terrains, bush paths, and roads. And you hardly see a car, and when the car comes, it creates dust, and they walk in that dust to the revival place. They were desperate. So God came, the glory of God came, because they were hungry. Until today, it's a promise. Anybody that hunger and thirst for righteousness, God will come to you. God will visit you. God will fill you. Amen?
Amen.
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 They came there. Of course, you know how they do this thing. We will wait. They will let us wait. And then until when we're doing the training for the leaders, until the people are all gathered. By the time we get there in the hot afternoon, people were already there in the sun. And then all the trees around behind us you don't see. That's why the number was that. There were people all over behind us, under trees, taking shade. There were sitting places, high-rising places on the left. All they were the first to be taken because it was so hot. And these people were there waiting. And then when we come there, they are there since noon or something. They've been coming since 11. And we come there and we never leave till 5 or 6. No break, no nothing. And they don't want to leave. They were that hungry for God. That of the convention, which I'll just show you really briefly. The pictures are still being processed. The church is one of the largest churches in Burundi. This church has 80 branches across Burundi in about 5 or 3 of the state provinces. They meet every once a year. The only people they invite because of space are the church workers, the worship leaders, the choir, the pastors. Just you have to be working in the ministry, say workers minister. They're the only ones that come. And the building was 3,300 people, and they were so packed in there for lack of space. What really touched me, and I see why God moved, from the day we started the crusade, I've never seen anything like that. I'm telling you, we've been in all kinds of move of God here in Cleveland, everywhere. We've been in so many, but I've not seen anything quite like this from the crusade to the convention. From the day the convention started, it's just opening up. The glory of God, you don't see it with your eyes, but the glory of God sat in that building until the end of the convention. Anybody that stood up to do anything was inspired of God. Everything that was done was like God taking them over to do it. For that whole time. Amazing. Amazing what happened there. So why, again, is hunger and desperation for God, for more. For more. How did they express their hunger? These people, as soon as we arrived there, they had a gas problem, petrol. So many of their buses were not running because they had to use public transportation. They didn't have cars. So now they don't have petrol, they don't have buses. They had to save up as much petrol as they can and came as much as they can. They thought they would not, most of them would not make it. But they came in their numbers to the convention. And when they come to that convention, some of them walked miles to come there. Didn't have any place to sleep. They provided camps for them. They ate once a day after the convention in the evening. They were hungry for God. Now, when we come in, they bring us and ushers us in around 9 a.m. 9 a.m. when we come in the morning, we've